bed, old time cord bed that came down to my mother's family. And then I have a little brass bed that it's very nice for people was here from Texas week before last, had two men, a wife, and two little girls, and they want to stay out there. A lot of people want to stay just to know they're sleeping on an old cord bed.
Uh-huh.
I had people from up Washington, a man, wife, and boy stayed out there the 1st of May because they wanted, and they popcorn their boy. He's in high school, about ready to graduate, thinking, he thought all popcorn was done in these things. When I pull that popcorn popper out and said, now we're going to pop some corn, his eyes got so big.
Did you have another place? There's another place to hang your clothes that's built in that might have a door on it.
Now what was that?
You probably have them in I don't know, maybe, well, I don't know if you do or not. Do you have any of those built into the walls?
Yeah, there's one in the bed. I had this one in both bedrooms in there. Oh, well, we call them a wardrobe now. Seem like they call it a closet thing.
Uh-huh. But you'd call that a wardrobe,
yeah,
too, the one built,
yeah,
into the wall, and it's just like,
yeah,
part of the wall.
That's right.
It has a door on it.
Yeah, that's a wardrobe now, but they used to call it a closet, clothes closet.
Uh-huh. And the things you pull down over the windows.
Well, they were window blinds then, and they're shades now.
Were they the same things?
Yeah, same thing.
This is very interesting. You keep giving me those two. That's just fine if you can think of that. The part the up above the house.
The beams.
But the place where you might store things up there. Now in here you have a space
loft
up here. You call this a loft.
Uh-huh.
Would you call it that in the house too?
Yeah. Now we call it upstairs,
uh-huh,
but then it was the loft. Even if you were going upstairs to sleep, they say you can go up in the loft.
What if there was something between the upstairs, between the loft and the roof, a space up there?
Garret.
And that would be the garret.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you used to call it?
Yeah, the garret loft.
Uh-huh, the garret loft.
Yeah, that's where they'd store odds and ends.
And that was above the regular
above
loft.
Yeah, above the regular loft. Uh-huh.
So it was the first floor loft.
It's kindly between, you know, where the house comes down, it's kind of between where it was level and that up that way.
Uh-huh. That's just fine. Now the a place. Did you have a place in the kitchen for storing? You have your. What do you call this? This building.
I call this cannon kitchen. I made this out of the old woodshed.
Uh-huh. All right. Now,
that is old woodshed. Only it didn't have a floor.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't have this loft here.
Uh-huh.
And over there it had cement up. You can see where it was because my brother had a coal bin there, and that's how come that big window, he'd wreck the truck up there and shoot the coal down. And I had this built. I mean, this was cement, and I had shelves back here for my workshop. I carpentered a little and paint buckets to put flowers in.
Uh-huh.
I had a workshop.
Uh-huh.
So then after my brother died in 1955, I found out I just couldn't carry out in the coal and the ashes out.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go on oil. And then this woodshed was a catch-all. Everything on earth you thought you might want later, you took it to the woodshed.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you ever wanted it, it was in the bottom and you couldn't get
uh-huh
it. And I thought one day, one spring, I thought, how silly this is, after school was out and I'd come to clean up. This is about the silliest thing, and I'm going to end it right now. And then you could just get any kind of help, boys, girls, men or women. And I got two little boys to come and help me, and we carried this stuff all out and burned it. We had a bonfire for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And then I got Walter Neely to come and connect the cement and build this up here. I wanted that to store my boxes
uh-huh
for these orphanage cans.
Uh-huh.
We had been doing a little orphanage canon just in our homes. And I thought this up, well, if I could make me a can kitchen now, that woodshed, it'd be doing some good instead of just a...
Now, what do? Is that what you can for?
We can for the Presbyterian Orphanage at Banner Elk, which is called Grandfather Home for Children.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a little Baptist orphanage over here, Bristol. The girl I took and finished raising after her mother died helped establish a little